talking about fences and walls and things. What would you call a fence or wall made out of stone or rock?
Okay. We're back on that question, are we? Brick? Brick wall?
Okay. And what would you carry water in?
Bucket.
What's a bucket made out of?
It'd be made out of plastic, metal.
What if it's made out of wood? Do you still call it a bucket?
I would. I don't know anything else to call it.
Okay.
I can't think offhand.
And the thing that you use when you're mopping the floor?
A mop?
And to hold the water.
A bucket?
Okay. And what would you carry food to the hogs in?
What is it called, a slop pan or something like that?
Okay. And what you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Any other names for skillet?
Frying pan.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I don't think there is one.
Which would you normally call it?
Skillet.
What do you call the ones that are heated with electricity?
The what?
The ones that you plug in, they're heated with electricity.
Oh, electric skillet.
And what should heat water to make hot tea in?
A tea kettle.
And what should keep flowers in?
A vase.
Huh?
Vase.
And if you're setting the table next to each plate, you give everybody a
knife, fork, and spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak
sauce.
Or to cut the meat, you put out steak.
Knife.
Or several of those.
Knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you say you had to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she
rinses the dishes.
Or she does what?
Rinses the dishes.
Okay. Or if you're talking about her doing it, would you say she rinses them, or would you say she
rinsed?
Or the present.
Rinse the dishes.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Dishcloth. Dish rag.
The same thing? Whether
Well, washing, I call it the dish rag, and when I'm drying, the dishcloth.
And what you bathe your face with?
A washcloth.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a large container into something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. And something that people make out of sugar cane?
Sugar.
What else? What's that sticky stuff?
Maple? Syrup.
Okay. Any other name for syrup?
That's the only name I use for it.
What about mold?
What?
Molasses?
Well, that's a kind of syrup.
What?
Isn't it? What? Molasses?
Is that's different? That's a kind of?
I think so. It's a kind of syrup.
What's the difference?
I don't know the difference. Molasses is it's a dark, heavy syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Some syrups are light.
Do you ever hear molasses and syrup called long sweetening and short sweetening?
I've never heard it.
And did you ever used to eat sugar cane when you were little?
I have had it occasionally. I don't like it.
You know, when you get the juice out, you don't swallow the cane part. Once you got the juice out, you know, you just spit the cane part out. What do you call that cane part after the juice is all